When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Why No One Gets Angrier Than Guilty Narcissist. No one gets angrier than a narcissist or a toxic person that is actually guilty. That is actually guilty of what you are accusing them of. Actually guilty. Yes. I tell it to people all the time how this is how you can discern guilt from a narcissistic person or a toxic person, whatever. You know, if you accuse, the reaction that they give you is not equal to, you know, the reaction that they give you is not equal to the accusation. It's way greater than the accusation or just the observation. You don't even have to be accusing them of something. You can just point something out and they'll just rage out on you. You can just point, hey, I noticed you, you know, you're not even accusing them of something. You say, hey, I noticed you just, you come home like an hour later than what you're supposed to come home. Why are you so worried about my schedule? Why you following me? Why are you doing that? Whoa, bucko. Hold up. Hold your horses, buckaroo. Wait a minute. You know what I mean? You get to that situation right there where you understand the dynamics of who you're dealing with. Like I said, are they guilty? Yeah, probably. You know, because the reaction is always bigger or just unnecessary. You see what I'm saying? The reaction is always unnecessary. It's way bigger than what you are saying. You know what I mean? You get yelled and screamed at for noticing that they come home an hour late. You get yelled and screamed at for noticing because they, you know, they somehow take a shower between the work and home. You get yelled and screamed at just for noticing like they're up and down or whatever. They're texting their coworker at 1 o'clock in the morning. Things like that. You get it. Like I'm just telling you, no one gets angrier than a guilty narcissist or toxic person. And shout out to Sam over at What Doesn't Matter. For that, because I remember her saying it in the video. She's like, no one gets angry than the guilty narcissist. Like, oh, that's good right there. No one gets madder. I used to say mad. I had madder at first. You know what I mean? But yeah, like I said, if you narcissistic people, like most of us, hate being held accountable. Most of us hate being, you know, when we get caught up with something like that. Most of us hate when you're pointing things out that we have actually done. Most of us hate when you're just pointing something out. I'm just telling you because like, imagine, and people always ask, I don't know, my intuition tells me that they're cheating on me, but I can't, you know, or that they're lying, but I don't have any proof. Ask them. You mean, if they get mad at her gaslighting you or trying to manipulate you or trying to make you feel like you're crazy, there's probably some guilt there. Hey, babe, are you cheating on me? No, why would you ask that? That's a, you know, huh? What? Why would you ask that? That's better than, hey, babe, are you cheating me? What the hell is wrong with you? Why you ask me that? You don't trust me? Yo, why you don't trust me? I ain't did nothing for you. Rah, 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 rah. They'll start breathing. You get a fire breathing narcissist dragon on you right there. You know what I mean? that's what you get right there. The narcissist, guarding the tower. The narcissist dragon is guarding the tower with the princess inside of it. It just so happened they cheating with the princess. You know what I mean? I'm just telling y'all, that's how the dynamic works. And you understand what I'm saying, dude, because it doesn't have to be cheating, y'all. It can be something else. It doesn't have to be, cheating is just the easiest thing to talk about because, you know, it's just the easiest thing to talk about. It can be lying. It can be coming home late. It can be whatever, hiding money. It can be, you know, hiding the food. It could be something else, y'all. It could be getting bad grades. The accusation, like if you could be your kids getting bad grades, then yelling at you. Or you mean you trying to ask your parents something and they're getting mad at you. Your friends something, they get mad at you. You mean that's the mindset of it all right there, y'all. Yeah. But that's why I feel like when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, that's the dynamic. That's how it goes right there. That's what you have to do. I mean, when you understand that dynamic, like, you know, and so many people, you feel like you need evidence. I need evidence. I need proof before I can just, you know, I need proof before I can move on. I need proof before I can actually feel good about moving on and doing this and doing that. You don't need proof, y'all. You know what I mean? I feel like sometimes you feel like you need proof. But if your intuition kicks in and you already know it, you know it, y'all. The signs are all there. You got the signs. You got the overreaction. You got all this stuff right here. You wait on proof, you're going to be waiting for 10, 4, 5, 6 more years. And then you're going to find out when proof hits you in the face when they leave you for someone else. When they've been planning and plotting this stuff for years and then they drop the bomb on you. Hey, I've been cheating on you for 6 years. You remember you asked me about it 6 years ago and I denied and I screamed at you? You were right. It just so happens because you didn't hold me accountable and you stayed this extra 6 years, I've had enough time to hire an attorney and funnel all of the money and assets out of your name into my name. So I'm leaving you with nothing. Bye. And then you're like, no, I should have listened to myself. I'm telling you, trust your intuition, y'all. So many people get, you hear your intuition. Your intuition is literally talking to you, y'all. Your intuition is just like, hey, it's me, your intuition. Yeah, you're right. That feeling in your stomach right now, that bubble guts, when all these unnecessary farts and stuff you're doing, yeah, that's your intuition. That's me talking to you. Those extra farts and bubbles and poops, that's me talking to you. When you burp it unnecessarily, that's me talking to you, telling you it's time for you to go. I know you don't hear me. So I'm going to make you poot again. And then you poot again. You know what I mean? I know. This thing. That's childish as hell. But seriously, y'all, that's not. Listen to your intuition, y'all. Seriously. Because your intuition can save you a lot of time, effort, energy, and pain. It's going to be hard to. Sometimes it's hard to listen to it and take action. But also, you know what I mean? It'd be more painful if you don't listen to it, because you do know. Your body knows, your mind knows, your eyes know. You see it, you feel it, you hear it. But guess what? Guess what's not in alignment? Guess what's not listening? Guess what? Look, your every other part of your body is listening to your intuition because your body is actually rejecting this person. But guess what's not listening? Guess what has its hands, fingers in its ears making noise so it can't hear you? The heart. Your damn heart is, nah, 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 nah. I don't hear you. I can't hear you. I'm in love. I love getting my cheeks clapped. I love clapping them cheeks. They nobody, blah, blah. I love it. I don't hear you. And then your heart gets you hurt because your heart is not paying attention to the signs. Your heart is being willfully, your heart is like willfully neglecting the rest of your body. And it gets you hurt. I'm just telling you, when your heart and your mind and the rest of your body are not in alignment, you're going to get hurt. You just are. That is not me picking at you. That is not me trying to make you feel bad about yourself. You're just going to get hurt when you listen. If you're listening to your heart, most of the time you end up going to get hurt because your heart and your mind is there to protect you. Your intuition is there to protect you. When you see a text message come through at 2:30 in the morning with a heart, with an eggplant emoji or the peach emoji, with a smile or some drool or something like that, or, you know, some hearts and kissy faces, you know what the hell that is. That's not, that's 2:30 in the morning. How do you explain it? Oh, dude, I don't know. I guess they were drunk and see me there. Why are you going through my phone? My phone light up. Close your eyes. My phone didn't wake you up. My phone lights up. Close your eyes. Or they hide. They take the phone in the shower with them, right? They put the phone in. They put the phone in a Ziploc bag, like this. They put the phone in a Ziploc bag and put it in the. Take it in the shower with them. You ask them about it. Hey, why do you take your phone in the shower like that in the Ziploc bag? Why are you worried about it? I like listening to music. Why are you gonna worry about what I'm doing, y'all? How many more signs do you need? Do you need like a stop sign or like some street signs put into your house or into your brain so you can see it? There was an overreaction. That reaction was way greater than what it was supposed to be. Why are you yelling and screaming? I just ask you a simple question. No one gets angrier than a narcissist that is guilty or they want to use their anger to intimidate you. They want to use their anger to make you feel bad about what's going on. They want to use their anger and they want to manipulate you into thinking that you are actually the problem because you're asking this question. So if you're afraid to get yelled at or screamed at, and sometimes they put their damn hands on you. If you're afraid to get yelled at or screamed at or for them to put their hands on you, yeah, so you're going to start ignoring stuff. Or you don't ignore it. You just don't bring it up. Oh, I seen the heart emojis and the kissy faces come through at 3 a.m. But I'm just going to close my eyes and ignore it because if I bring it up, I'm going to get yelled at. They want to intimidate you into not doing anything, into not moving forward and things like that. You see what I'm saying? So you have to take heed and stuff like that, y'all. You really, really do. I'm going to go off on a different tangent right here real quick, y'all, before I end this video. I've talked to so many people over the last few years since I've been doing, I still do my Zoom calls, my one-on-ones over Zoom, y'all. I just lowered my hours. I do too many of them. The link is in the bio for those, or mentalillness.net. But one common theme I've heard on my one-on-ones and my Zooms just over the last almost 2 years, so a year and a half, is a lot of these narcissistic people get physical with you. They put their hands on you and they hit you and they hurt you and stuff like that. And then y'all take them back and you forgive them. And then they end up leaving you for someone else. And then you want to come out and tell people about it. But once you don't tell at first, and if they leave you for someone else, and then you come out and tell it, people are not going to believe you. I'm just keeping it hot with you. I look, so many people, they say, I just don't want them to feel like they got away with beating me up. I don't want them to feel like they got away with hitting me or hurting me and stuff like that. I just want to tell the world. I'm just being 100% honest with y'all. It looks petty when you say it later on. So protect, please, when it happens, stop going back to people who hit you. Stop going back to people who put their hands around your throat, because Ben Taylor hit me with a stat. Say, if your partner put their hands around your throat, strangles you or something like that, that you are 700% more likely to be unalive by that person. This domestic violence, this physical violence, I know it's domestic violence the word this month, y'all. Tell somebody. Of course, use discretion to be as safe as humanly possible. Make a plan, but you have to tell somebody, y'all, because it hurts my little narcissist's heart, y'all, to hear y'all getting beat up and then y'all forgiving them or not telling anybody, and then them doing it again and again and again. They beat you up consistently, and then they leave you for somebody else. And then if you tell somebody, it just looks like you're mad because they left you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just showing you the optics. I'm not blaming you for anything like that. I just want y'all to get help and get away from people that are putting their hands on you. This is me being as empathetic as you ever going to hear, Lee Hammack. Because it does hurt my heart to hear that, y'all. I'm just like, damn. I'm just sick and tired of these men and some of these women getting away with beating y'all asses and getting away with it. And then just like, you can't, when you tell people, they don't believe you then. You know what I mean? So use discretion, because they don't feel bad about hitting you and getting away with it. I promise you, they feel like you deserved it. They feel like because you don't tell people, because you stay with them, they feel like you understand that you deserved it. And they'll keep doing it again and again and again. Or they'll threaten to do it again and again and again, because they feel like they're entitled to putting their hands on you and stuff like that. They feel like you're scared to do it. They feel like just the threat of them hitting you again will keep you silent, will keep you from going somewhere. And that we're not doing that. No, y'all, we're not doing that shit no more. Like, be serious now, y'all. I'm dead serious. I just don't, like, I hate hearing that shit, you know what I mean? Because, like, I was raised with all women, and I know women a lot of y'all are just super strong. You know what I mean? A lot of men are super strong as well. I'm just saying, tell somebody. Don't keep it in, because when you internalize it, it poisons you and it destroys you from the inside out. They physically hurt you, and they physically hit you, and it gets to your mental. You know what I mean? So I just hate hearing that. I hate hearing it. It's like, yeah, they got physical, and then they left me with somebody else. And I tried to tell the new supply that they hit me. And they didn't believe me. They just thought I wanted them back. And then the new supply gets beat up. I got messages in my inbox right now on Instagram. Exact same thing. Exact same situation. Just like, well, he beat me up. And then I tried to warn the new supply, and she didn't believe me. And then she got beat up. Be safe, y'all. I really, really just want y'all to be safe as humanly possible. And don't let these men get away putting their hands on you. Don't let these women get away putting their hands on you as well. Just, you know, I know reactive abuse exists. But be safe, y'all. Take care of yourself, because especially if you have kids, you have families, you want to be here for them. Because I truly believe if they put their hands on you, they will end your life. And they don't deserve that power over you. So stay safe. Use discretion. Stay safe. You know, this is not me victim blaming. I don't ramble on now. You know, this is not me victim blaming. This is me trying to empower you to take action and be as safe as possible. And stop letting these people get away with that. Anyway, y'all, stay safe. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.